Meet the Rookies is brought to you by Chicago Tribune Digital Plus.
There is always a rooting interest in the local kid trying to make it big. Westchester St. Joseph's and Illinois State grad Cameron Meredith is getting that chance. The perfect ending to his story is to play for his beloved Chicago Bears.
All my life, I always told myself, driving down Lakeshore Drive, that one day I'd be playing in that stadium. And, you know, the mind's a powerful thing. And, you know, be 20 years later, 19, 20 years later, I'm actually in the process of making that dream a reality.
3 years as a walk-on quarterback earned Meredith only three games as a backup, throwing five total passes. One of head coach Brock Spack's best athletes was being wasted holding a clipboard, so he moved him to receiver.
I did do some soul-searching inside of my house and, you know, my teammates, and ultimately I was like, hey, why not? You know, everything in life happens for a reason, so if this is my calling, then I'm going to take it. If somebody else sees it in me, then, and I can't see it in myself, then, you know, just have that trust in your coach. And obviously he saw something that would help me be a better player.
The transformation was by no means instantaneous. It required learning the playbook in a whole new way and testing himself athletically in ways he had never done before. His most forceful obstacle was his mind.
I wouldn't say it was difficult, but, you know, just making that decision, it was hard letting go because I played the position for so long. But once I got out there and I started getting better and, you know, putting in the work, it started to become second nature, and it was just fun.
The change loved Meredith back. One of only six in school history to eclipse 1,000 yards in a season, he also scored 14 touchdowns. Meredith's father never saw it coming.
I didn't appreciate the move. I mean, I just thought he was always a natural-born quarterback because it came so easy to him when he first started playing the quarterback position. First time I saw him out there and I saw him catching the ball, it's like, wow, it really blew me away how good he was as a receiver, because I never saw him catch the ball, so it just surprised me.
The story could have had so many different endings. What if Meredith hadn't attended Illinois State? What if his coach hadn't been willing to experiment to get one of his best athletes on the field? And what if Meredith had failed to accept change and seize the opportunity?
I definitely had my crossroads. I started to, kind of lose passion for the game, and I was just questioning everything. And, you know, at that time, I just had to refocus myself and figure out what's important in life and what's important to my life. And in the end, I figured that there's only a couple things that I really love in this world, and that's God and that's family, like my family, and I love football to death. And once I set those goals, it was easy for me to get back on track and, you know, take that path towards where I am now.
God, family, and football, three tenets guiding Cameron Meredith, and all celebrated at a recent family outing to honor another key figure in his life, his grandfather, Jesse Meredith, himself an All-American running back in the 1950s. The elder Meredith takes great pride in Cameron's accomplishments, but also drives him to fulfill his maximum potential.
Some games I didn't go because I'd be critical of him. If I see him, you know, he'll be playing up to my expectation, you know what I'm saying? I get on him, I say, you didn't do right. You didn't block when you're supposed to. You didn't run your pattern. You didn't complete your pattern. And I think that's he took that and went from there to improve himself.
The unorthodox evolution of an exceptional athlete, the careful development of a responsible young man, is ultimately what lies at the center of Cameron Meredith's story.
It was just a game. I loved it so much, and I told myself, I'm going to play this game as long as I can, and I did whatever I could to, you know, get just an opportunity, a chance to do anything, you know, just get on the field. That was all I wanted at the time, but now, you know, I refocused and reset my goals, and you know, that's not the goal anymore. The goal is to make this team and do whatever I can to help the team and, you know, hopefully start that legacy again and make a name for myself as a Chicago Bear.